So you should shut down Amazon and everything you can, unless you just have to have it. But the movies, every movie is at the cross. Every movie is at the cross. The reason they want to shut down the truth, because we're pointing back to Jesus in a deep way. You don't need Amazon. You don't need Netflix. You don't need none of them. If they're going to take away your free speech, we take away their freedom to broadcast into your home. They're broadcasting you. They're downcasting you. Shut them down. I don't have Amazon anymore. I don't have Netflix. I don't have Amazon movies. If I want to watch a movie, I can pay $2 or $3 that's been around for 2 or 3 years, but it's no new truth. It's Machine Man, it's AI, it's slavery, it's 1984, it's already in the book, it's already been written. It's all Genesis 3 repeat. You are the movie. It's actually, when you watch a movie, you're actually looking at a reflection of yourself. You're fighting against the devil's lies. That's what's happening. The devil's trying to bring you into gaslighting and see if you'll believe a lie, and God is wanting you into truth. And the Holy Spirit in you is greater than the lies. And so once you see through the truth and once you spread it, they don't want you talking anymore. And so the truth is being shut down in a major way, because they know once you see the truth, they can't make money off the lies. Once you see the truth, they can't make money off their lying system. They can't get rich off their lies. They can't get rich off of you, because all the movies are about Christ and His body, the church. The movies are really about Christ and His church. All the love stories, all the TV shows, every movie, every TV show is about Christ and His church. The horror shows, Jesus went to the cross and became sin for us. That's all your horror movies. All the love stories, Jesus died for the church. All the victory stories, all the winning stories, Jesus rose from the dead. That's everything, people. You don't need Amazon. You don't need them. You don't need them. You don't need them. You are living. You are the story. And they want you to think it's something outside of you. It's not. It's Christ in you. You are the winner. You are the story. Do you understand? You're watching yourself when you watch a movie. You're watching yourself or listening to yourself when you listen to a song. It's all about you, and they've stole it from you. They want you to think it's something outside of yourself, something that's going on out there, but you are the victor. You are the victory. You are the overcomer. You are the achiever. The script's about you. All of them are. Every script ever written, every script is ripped from the T. S-C-R-I-P-T, ripped from T. Every script is ripped from the cross. Your life is ripped from the cross. You're in a 3D version of the Bible. It's ripped from the cross, and they hate this truth going out. Because once you see it, you realize it's a fractal hologram and that your thoughts can actually affect it. The base program is the black, white, and red, the blood of His cross, and they don't want you to know that. The reason they don't want you to see this, and you know it took me a long time to decode it, and when I started decoding it, they attacked me like crazy. They made stuff up. They lied. They did all kinds of defamation. They did made up stories, fake images, and everything. They attacked me. And they will attack you if you start seeking the deeper truth. It's right in front of you. The car in front of me is a vessel. It's a ship. Your body's a ship. Body's ship. You are a ship. Once I hit 10,000 subscribers, they started attacking, and now they want to shut it down. But when I started decoding, and I got down to source, I was making like $300 a month. Google was paying me to do the research. But once I saw that it was all about Jesus, the code hidden in plain view, guess what happened? They took away my money, but I kept talking. They thought I would stop. I kept talking because it wasn't about money. I was just using them to decode. I was using their money to have me, instead of working a part-time job, to decode. Wasn't about money. They thought, well, I'll take away his monetization and he won't keep talking. Well, I kept talking for years and years. Now they want to shut the channel down based on a lie, you know? It's a trip.